Hello.
Hi, Evelyn?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Hi, John over at Local Splash. Are you okay?
Yeah, it turns out that we went and we bid the job, and since it was just like, I guess some tree debris and a cactus plant and stuff, so we just did it, you know?
Yeah. There you go. Got to make it.
While we were there, you know, why wait, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, leave for tomorrow what you could do today, so.
Yeah, you're there right there and then. Might as well. There you go. I'm sure they appreciated it, too. Nice.
Oh, yeah, she did. I gave her my business card. That's all. Please feel free to share, you know, so.
Evelyn, that's what we're talking about.
She said, I knew you. She said, I knew you were a nice lady.
No.
So. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
It went well.
Listen, Evelyn, I'm glad because that's the type of business we want to do business with as well, too. So what we got to do to get you all started today, then? I want to make sure to get everything all set and squared away. I know you're the business name, We Are Professional Services, LLC.
Exactly.
That's what we want to keep it to, right?
Well, actually, that's my dump truck company.
Okay, okay.
The new one that's going to be the hauling company.
Uh-huh.
Is We Are Professionals, LLC.
Okay, got it. Hold on one second. Let me, is that plural?
Yeah.
We Are Professionals?
We Are Professionals, LLC.
Perfect. And is there a comma after the S, professionals, or no?
Well, I would think so, right, for the LLC?
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to make, as you can tell, I've worked with so many companies now. They change it up here and there. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And now for,
Let me see.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. What is
the
name of your company again?
It's Local Splash, like splash of water.
Oh, Local Splash.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Premier Google Partner, you got
Local
it.
Local Splash. Let me
check. You can look it
up
right now.
Yeah, no, but I wanted to look it up, but I couldn't remember what she told me.
Oh,
you
know? No. That's okay. Yeah. We're very transparent here. Yeah. No worries.
Okay.
Yeah, so, we've been around the block for about 18 years now. We have an A+ and a BBB.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. So, Evelyn, as far as the business, now, is that a different address then for the business address on there, or would it be the same? Just want to make sure, because per Google guidelines, we need to have a physical address on file. That does not mean that we need to put that on Google. So if you want to put it on Google, great. If not, no worries. We won't put it.
I don't know.
What do you suggest?
What do you suggest my husband said?
I love it. Well, if it's a physical address that it's a home, I would say, me personally, this is not from Local Spot, this is me personally, I would say don't put that. You know, it won't hurt your odds with customers, I don't believe, as long as they have something to look at as far as ratings, reviews, website, a direct phone number, then that's really good, you know, and those are the things that we're going to help you with as well to put up there, okay? But again, that's my personal opinion, but if you do want to put it, perfectly fine with us.
I'll go with him.
Yeah. Well, we actually have a physical address, but they don't deliver mail in our town. So we have a P.O. box, you know?
Perfectly fine. We could put a P.O. box online instead for the people to see. But we do need a physical address per Google guidelines for under your account. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What would that address be then?
It's 1718 Pine Avenue.
Okay. Let me make sure I have it here.
What happened? Wow.
That was today.
Oh, my gosh.
And then that's in Coleman still?
Yes, Coleman, Florida.
All right, beautiful. And is that the 33521?
Yes, it is.
Okay, beautiful.
What's going on here? Wow.
All right. And I made sure to keep to my promise on my end over here, okay? So we're not changing no pricing or anything like that for you, okay? So we have... So today it's only going to be at $248, and then after that, it's going to be $149 a month, month to month, okay? Well, that includes your website, so there's no hidden fees or anything like that, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to make sure I update that.
$248?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. $248.
Yeah, I'm still going through this. Give me a second.
Okay.
CBB stuff.
How about this? I'll send you a link. Do you accept the text messaging on this phone?
Yes.
Okay. Let me do this. I'm going to send you a text message right now to our website, and that way you can see all the credentials. It'll even have I'll walk you through. Here, give me a second. I'll send it right now. All right, I just sent it. It's just a link, so it'll take you to our website there. Let me know you got it.
I got it.
Beautiful. Put me on speaker. I got you. I'm going to walk you through so you can see everything about us, okay?
I do have you on speaker.
All right. You're ahead of the game. I love it. All right, Evelyn. So when you're on there, scroll down to where it says proven success. Do you see that?
Hold on.
Oh, even stay right there, actually. Google Ads Partner. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see that little Google icon picture?
Yeah.
Click that for me. It takes you directly to Google's webpage. It'll say everything about us. You can't fake it.
Okay.
Yep, that's our name. That's us. I'll show our certifications, all of it.
Okay.
There you go. So now you know we're pretty legit. I just want to ease your mind there. But when you go back to our website, it'll say proven success, how long we've been in the business. I mean, it's a little old. As far as 17 years, we're actually coming up on 18 years this year. Hooked over 11,000 businesses throughout the U.S. And this is the great part, 4.9 star out of 5 for average client satisfaction rating. So that just tells you that we get the job done. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I was just going through something here. I had a question.
Yeah, by all means, though.
Let me see. It was on one of these. On one of these things. Hold on. Where is it?
Now the pricing that it shows on there is actually the regular pricing if someone's to call in. But we called you guys because you guys already have a pretty good establishment. Per Google guidelines, we're going to work with specific companies and also in the specific areas and services. So the price that you guys are at is way lower than the actual price of the pro package. That's what we're doing for you guys, okay? Pro package is usually $399. You can see it on the website. I'm not lying to you. Usually $399
yeah.
a month with $299 setup, but we're only doing $149 a month, month to month, and it's going to be only a $99 setup. So today it'll be $248, and then after that, month to month at $149. We'll do a voice verification, Evelyn, so that way it's an added form of protection for you so that you know everything's recorded. What we say we're going to do, we're going to do it. Okay?
Yeah, because some of these complaints that I see here, it's referring to the website. Come on, let me get them all of the initial payment. So let's say if the introductory price is $149 a month.
Okay.
How long does that $149 a month last?
It's just monthly. Yeah, $149 month to month.
Oh, okay. But let's say after let's say after 4 months or 5 months, does that
never change? Correct. Yes, ma'am. And if anyone asks you for more money, and they even if they claim as their local splash, let's say they say $5 per extra lead or use more words, that's not us. Don't fall for that, okay? So make sure you let us know so that we can take care of that as well. But no, we won't ask it for a dollar more. Now, if you want to upgrade your services down the road and you're like, John, I'd like to expand a little bit more or have a stronger website or things like that, you know, we can go ahead and discuss that in the future on there and see what I can do, because I'll be the lead on your account, and you'll have an account management team to back you guys up, okay? So you're always going to have a form of contact, so that way we can help you out. We're open Monday through Friday, and we're here for you, okay?
Okay.
That's not easy, right?
No, no, it's not.
No, yeah. We don't pay per lead your job or anything like that for your package here, and we want to make sure it's going to be this flat rate no matter what, and we're going to make sure to stay in the area, in the local area for you guys as well. So you're not going too far out where you can't service these people either. Because that can also hurt your business if they're calling in saying, they couldn't even service me, right? So we want to make sure that it's in the right areas for you. Also, again, it's month to month. That means that we need to do our job to make sure to earn your business for a long time. So it's in our best interest that you do well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. Once you build me the website, do I have access to that as far as adding or removing or, I mean, how does the website work? Because I kind of read something, too, that, they built the website, but then the website says it's a non-functioning website or it expired. So I'm wondering, do I need to keep up with the website?
No, so great question. Now, some of the reviews could be from older times as well, too. I'm not going to lie, you know, there's going to be some reviews out there, right? But our account management team and our techs will work the magic with you guys. So what I'll do is I'll set a few keywords and things like that, you know, for you guys to be found for, right? So that way when our techs give you a call, all we ask for is an hour window. But it may be quicker. It just depends on how much content you want to add with them. If you want to add testimonials, pictures, videos, stuff like that, right? Color and things like that. Yeah, but it can be quicker. Yeah. So we'll set that up. But, you know, far as the website, it's your website. Like, it's not going to say /localsplash or anything like that. All right? So, yes, that we can take care of on there, okay? But I just want to let you know, as far as the website, I remember we went over it earlier before, is it takes 7 to 14 days to get that up and running for you. That's on average on there. It could be quicker, it could be, but as long as it's been at 14 days, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. As you can tell, very transparent, you know, there's nothing to hide here.
Yeah. No, I was checking because some of these they are much older. I mean,
right.
I guess the most recent one was.
Right, exactly.
The most recent one was. Four, eight. And I know, you know, sometimes I check reviews, but then again, sometimes I know. This one is from August 5th. I have been getting numerous calls from this company, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Right.
I guess people that don't want your service, and I guess you just, instead of blocking you, they keep following up. You know, they don't block it. They don't know how to block a number. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes.
So, no, but I was looking at the whole thing, and it looks like, I know some people are, you can't please everybody, that much I know. And
well, here's the thing. Here's the great part. The client dashboard, I don't know if you remember us going over that with you. It's our fully customizable tracking system, so you can see where people are calling you from. But not only that, we give you the account login and password to see how much spam and robocalls we got rid of as well, too. So I know that's what you're bringing up right now. We want to make sure to help eliminate as much as possible on there. And you get to see it. So you're not going to just take our word for it, you know?
No, because I had a call from 411 local. I looked up, and I wasn't impressed. But here I see that 13 total complaints in the last 3 years and 8 complaints closed in the last 12 months.
Right.
So that's much better than, you know, that other one. I was like, oh, no. And I guess everybody was just saying, this is a scam, this is a scam, this is a scam, you know. It wasn't like normal complaints about, oh, I couldn't work my workspace, oh, they kept calling me, oh, my website, you know, I had to mention it to them and, you know, stuff like that. That sort of puts me a little better at ease.
Yeah, I'm glad. So, yeah, we're transparent.
So there is no contract that I need to sign, correct?
No, we do a voice verification. It's a verbal agreement for the first 2 months. After that, it's month to month, okay? So we make sure, because you got to know, in the beginning, it takes some time to get all these things, directories and everything submitted. 5 to 7 days is when your directories will be all submitted for you, okay? So you're going to see some magic already happening really quick. But that, I just want to make sure the time length, you understand that part there, so that way you can understand a little bit more of what we're doing. Yeah, okay. So, yes, we got you on there. And Evelyn, again, it's month to month. You'll hear me repeat this because we'll do a voice verification. But pretty much is, you know, down the road, let's say, you know, knock on wood, never hope it never happens. All right. But, Evelyn, let's say you're like, you know what, this is not what I really wanted, and it's not really working out, whatever the case may be, and you want to go and cancel your services, then you can call our client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due to do that, okay? Again, you'll hear me say that in our voice verification. It's a recorded part, okay? But, again, I'm not trying to plan on failing on you. I'm planning to make sure everything succeeds, and I want to get a good review from you over here too, okay, you guys? So that way we can go ahead and rebuild this and stuff, all right?
Which is what I just told the customer I came from. Don't forget to give me a good review.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Reviews of everything nowadays, you know?
It is.
Yeah.
And it's funny because saying it is one thing, but when I go on Google, I actually do it, like, naturally. I'm like, all right, let's look at these reviews real quick, you know? And if they've been around for a long time, then I'm like, all right, let's go look at the website. You know, some people like just the competitors just put on bad reviews sometimes, you know? You never know.
Yeah.
And I look up pictures, I look at testimonials, I'm like, all right, this is definitely what I like, and it's in my price range and everything, perfect, you know? Like, I personally do that myself, so, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Evelyn, go ahead.
Just to get the understanding clear, I'm definitely in for 248 today, and definitely 149 before I'm eligible to cancel, right, if it doesn't work for me.
You got it. Yes, ma'am. That price will not – you're locked in for that price. And, if you get any reason someone calls you saying a local splash, you let me know if they're asking for more money, okay?
Okay. So am I going to have a contact person that I can communicate with every time the same
person?
Yes,
ma'am. You got it. So it'll be me and our account management team, which is our techs and stuff, okay? I'll get to that in just a second. Yes. Now, Evelyn, how do you spell your name?
E-V-E-L-Y-N.
Beautiful. And how do you spell your last name?
R-U-I-Z as in zebra.
All right. And then the best email I can send the invoices to and other I want to make sure we have another form of contact so you always have something, okay? What's the best email we can do that with?
It's going to be – ¿Me traíste la chiquita? It's going to be WE, professionals, at gmail.com.
That was an easy one. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
And it's smart, too. You know what I mean? Like, it's with your business and everything, so I love it.
Well, my other one is weareprofessionalservices@gmail.com. So,
okay. I got you.
If you can keep it simple, you know?
Yes. Simple is better, right? Sometimes too much is just making it complicated. Yeah. All right. So
we're smarter, not harder.
I love it. Yes, on the same page with that one.
Yep.
All right. And then today, Evelyn, the we're not going to do it at this exact moment, but the card that we're going to use, does it have a middle initial or does it just say Evelyn Ruiz?
Evelyn Ruiz.
Okay, perfect.
Thankfully, my mother didn't give me a middle name.
Hey, you want to really laugh? I didn't know my real name until I was about 11 years old. My parents called me by my middle. I swear to God, they call me by my middle name. Today, to this day, I go by John, but my actual name is David. And I'm like, I didn't know.
Oh,
so I look. Yeah.
That's my son's name, David.
Is it really?
Yes. David Nelson Perez. That's my son.
Oh, my gosh. Get out of here. All right.
Yeah. Look at that.
I saw my birth certificate, and it said, David. I'm like, who's this kid? And they're like, that's you. I'm like, what? My mind was blown.
Wow.
Oh, God. Okay.
If I actually arrive home, can you get me? You know what? Can you call me back in around 5, John? I'm so sorry.
5 o'clock?
I just got home. You gotta get off.
I gotta get off. He actually has to go help a friend with something.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's why it's kinda. Yeah, no. Have your own company. You don't have your own hours. Do you know what I mean?
I got you. All right. So I'll give you a call back in what time is it over there?
Like 5.
About it.
Like 5-10 minutes.
5-10 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, I just gotta check into the house, and then the dogs are gonna wanna greet me. I gotta give them a treat.
I hear you. All right. I'll give you 10 minutes. I'll give you an extra 5 on that one, okay? Hold this off for you. All right, well, I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.